No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Bend over to your right.
What the f*** was that?
What's up, Bears fans, fans?
People want to hear me talk.
What's going on, everybody, and welcome to the Nicholas Moriano Show. I'm Nicholas Moriano, your host. I'm sorry I'm doing this super, super late. Technical difficulties. Been the longest day at Hell's Hall, and I figured before this day officially ends, let me get on here, talk what I just share some of my key takeaways from all the press conferences that happened. Everybody that spoke, Ben Johnson, Ryan Poles, Grady Jarrett, Joe Tooney, Jonah Jackson, all these guys. But if you're here watching live, which don't expect many of you being this late and being so unexpected, just saw the intro video. I debuted that, showed it earlier today. Had no idea it was 312 Chicago's day, you know, and then it just so happened that I got the intro video working. But I need to give shout outs to people that actually made that happen. That was not me. No way I could do anything like that. But Jeremy, if you heard the audio, that was all Jeremy. He did an awesome job with that. Colin made the logo that you saw right at the end there. Zach did the actual intro video, so putting everything together. And then we had, I also had Andy also reach out. He made a logo and then also like an intro as well. But, you know, all these people that reached out, I really appreciate them and made, I think it was a badass looking intro, logo, video, audio, put all that together. And yeah, the Nicholas Moriano Show. And this is the first ever episode of me debuting that and doing it here at 10:40 at night. So, hey, it is what it is. But, hey, I see some people are in here. Appreciate it. You guys hanging out and, you know, getting to talk a little Bears football. Eventful day at Hell's Hall. We're going to have another one tomorrow. We'll hear from some of the other free agents, but also Ryan Poles, Ben Johnson again. So we'll do this again, hopefully a lot earlier than I'm doing this stream tonight. But before we get into everything, make sure to like, subscribe, leave a comment, and let me know how I'm doing. I'm always looking to, you know, take feedback, apply it in a productive way, and, you know, just give you guys what you want. What I'm kind of framing here with what I want to do with this, the Nicholas Moriano Show, give you guys a place to hang out, talk some Bears football, you know, make it a fun time as well. But also, I want you to leave this show becoming a more informed Bears fan. I've been, you know, ever since the Chicago Audible, the Bears Bros days, if you've been a listener or follower for that long, that's always been the mantra there. You know, have fun and make you a more informed Bears fan. So that's the goal, and hopefully we can accomplish that as we kind of go through and, you know, talk some Bears football throughout the year. Seeing people in the chat, Logan, Trent, we got here. Ayo, what Spider-Man issue is that? Not going to lie, I would have to actually look at that right now, but now's not the time. I will, Logan, it's one of the, I don't know what issue, some, I forgot even where I got that. You know what? It was somewhere in Wisconsin. Yes, I was in Wisconsin, but saw it in a comic book shop. I'm like, all right, let me just put that in the background. As you guys know, love my Spider-Man, love, you know, things like that to, you know, outside of football. That's definitely things I'm into, but let's get into this, and I would be doing you guys a disservice if I didn't start with Grady Jarrett. The dude is, there's an aura around this guy. He brings energy, and it's not just, and it's not like this fake energy that you may hear in some introductory press conferences where guys are just kind of talking to talk. Nah, Grady Jarrett, it was authentic. It was real. It was contagious. That I don't think I've ever been in a press conference like that, where there are some people that win the press conference. Yes, he won it, but he did it in his own way because that's who he is. And so to have a guy like that in the locker room who just, I mean, is, I think it's going to be contagious the way he approaches things. Like 31, going to be 32 in April, has accomplished a lot in his career. But for me, I felt like he felt that he still needed to do more, which is crazy to say at his age, but like, that's the kind of energy, the vibe that he gave off. Like, he wants to be in Chicago. He talked about wanting to win championships, and that, I think that's a common thing that a lot of guys will say when they go to new places. But one of the main, factors for Grady Jarrett wanting to come to Chicago, and he didn't say this in the introductory press conference that I think a lot of you were able to see just on YouTube, but we got a chance to speak to him off to the side. And he said Caleb Williams was definitely a factor in his reason for wanting to be in Chicago. Obviously, being a number one overall pick, he said, like, this is a guy that you want to be around. That, and it was a factor for him to go to Chicago. So you want to hear that. Like, obviously, these, you know, he got released, and then not too long after, the Bears went after him. But, you know, that was a reason why, like, he felt that this was the right place to sign for him. Mentioned the quarterback. But, you know, I think too, with Grady, things that really, I mean, just stuck out to me as I was kind of listening to him speak, in what was cool, you guys, like, I don't know if you could see from your vantage point, just watching the press conference, but Ryan Poles and Ben Johnson were front and center. And Grady, at some point in his press conference, basically said his better years are still ahead of him. And as he's kind of explaining, you know, why he believes that is, Ryan Poles, Ben Johnson, they're looking right at him and just, they're believing in what he's saying. And they're nodding their heads like, yeah, we do believe that, you know, you're better. There's still better days to come for you on the football field, despite being 31. I was behind Johnson and Poles in that second row, so I can see them watching Grady and just taking it all in and really believing in it. And that's the thing, like, super authentic in how he, you know, answered those questions. Everyone's probably seen it at this point. It was a great question by Herb Howard, my colleague, but bringing up the mic'd up moment with Jordan Love and what he really said to him on the football field. I can't relay that here on this podcast. We're going to try to keep it clean for the most part, but you know, he hasn't obviously played as a member of the Chicago Bears in this NFC North rivalry, Bears Packers, but you already feel the hate. I know it's a strong word, but the hate that he has for that organization. I think how he ended that question, he said, like, the other team, not even mentioning like Green Bay. Like, I'm sure as Bears fans who watched and listened to that interview, you're like, oh yeah, Grady gets it. So it's like those little things that you appreciate from a veteran player who still, like I said, feels like he has way more football in front of him, is going to be a good culture guy, and will be able to share his takeaways from the NFL with guys like, you know, Jervon Dexter. You'll have Andrew Billings, who's obviously been in the league for a while. Zach Pickens has kind of been forgotten about, but maybe a guy like Grady Jarrett is what a guy like Zach Pickens needs. Or, you know, obviously it doesn't apply just the interior defensive line, the guys on the outside as well. Austin Booker's still a very young player. So is Dominique Robinson, Daniel Hardy. Those guys are going to be counted on this season. So I think just, it cannot be undervalued or underestimated what kind of person you're bringing into this locker room, and the football player he still believes he is. And look, we have to see on the, you know, when the regular season starts, but just based off his press conference, I believe him. Maybe I'm a sucker for that, but I believe what Grady Jarrett is selling. And he did a really good job of just being himself. And, you know, wanting to show that he could still be a dominant player. I like to, like, unprovoked, he just brought up, yeah, I'm the franchise leader in quarterback hits. He also kind of said, like, in Atlanta, maybe there were times he's overlooked. Well, now you're in a big market, man. Chicago, if you're good, people will see. And, you know, team also has to play well for you, that skill set to really be just highlighted throughout the league. But Chicago's going to, you know, really show what he could potentially do if he meets his expectations. So I like that. I really like Grady Jarrett. Like, I just tweeted out, Grady Jarrett is great. And that was a tweet, because being in that room, and I'm sure you felt it through the screen, suit me up, put me in the pads, like, whatever it needs to be. Like, he does have that type of personality. I wrote, if you guys didn't know, I'm writing for Bear Goggles On. I kind of put that in my article that will be published tomorrow. But, like, that is, it's contagious. It's going to the head coach, going to the GM, like I was just explaining earlier, when he's answering questions or nodding their head. But I'm sure when he starts to meet his teammates and how he kind of presents himself, that's also going to translate. Obviously, Jonah Jackson, Joe Tooney also spoke, and, you know, not as vibrant as, of course, like a guy like Grady Jarrett, but still some really good things that I want to share here. Let's start with Joe Tooney, the veteran, four-time Super Bowl champion, All-Pro. There was a lot of questions being asked about, you know, going into the final year of his contract, and, like, if he expects to have talks about, you know, potential contract extension. And for the most part, Joe Tooney didn't want to go into that. Like, if anything, he said, you know, I'm not really sure. I kind of let my agent handle all these things. They just try to focus on the game of football, getting ready for the season. Sure. And then, you know, a follow-up question was like, are you comfortable playing this year knowing you'd be hitting free agency, or do you want to start thinking of what, you know, that can mean for you sticking around Chicago long-term? And he's like, he said, I'm grateful to be here, man. Grateful to be here, and I'm pumped to play. He'll let the business be the business. So he didn't really want to get into that. I completely understand for Joe Tooney. But I think, you know, he mentioned coming from a winning culture in not only Kansas City, New England, but he said he kind of felt that, I don't know, professionalism. He felt good about the Bears organization. He said from the top down, winning matters. He could tell that winning matters. And we haven't seen that quite translate on the football field, but he said he felt that in right when he got here, in terms of, like, what is something that he saw in other places that maybe can translate here. So well again, what actually happens on the football field will be the most thing, what's most important. He also was asked about, like, motivation. We all know how the Super Bowl went, and just the offensive line, and he was playing out of position, playing the tackle spot. But, you know, he said, as NFL players, you know, you never want a season to end that way. So just love to get back on the field, back to playing again. And he said he's always motivated. I think that's what has allowed him to be the football player that he is today, and to continue doing what he wants to do. Because it doesn't seem like, you know, Joe Tooney's, you know, he's closer to the end than he is to the beginning, but there's still some good football left in him. And I'm curious to see, you know, all that play out, and he will be playing Ben Johnson. Really quickly, sidetracked a little bit. Ben Johnson, Ryan Poles obviously started the pressers today. I really did appreciate Ben Johnson straight up when asked, like, will Joe Tooney play left guard? Will Jonah Jackson play right guard? Yeah, he basically confirmed it. I felt like if this was the last regime, that would have been something they probably would have danced around for whatever reason, to leave it into question. No, not here, not now. Ben Johnson, when asked, confirmed it. You have Joe Tooney as your left guard, Jonah Jackson as your right guard. That's it. There we go. It doesn't have to be bigger than what the team sometimes makes it out to be, right? So I did appreciate that from Ben Johnson, kind of just starting, you know, when asked, like, a simple question, he had a simple answer for it, confirmed it. And, you know, that's what it's going to be. You know, as I'm speaking about Ben Johnson, Ryan Poles. There wasn't too much from, you know, Poles or especially from Poles' part. He did mention that with Jonah Jackson, like when evaluating his 2024 season, you know, what did you kind of see there? And, you know, basically said he was playing out of position, center. Like, that's not his natural position. That's not what he's played the most. Obviously, he's played the most at left guard, but he'll be playing right guard with the Chicago Bears, but he just wasn't playing out of position. So I did, you know, take note of that. What I do want to make sure I can try to find really quickly are the four adjectives that he used. Okay. When describing the offensive line, what I think there were like themes he asked. Like, what are the themes with those guys? So he wants tough, gritty, dirty, and smart. So those are your four adjectives when Ben Johnson's kind of looking at his offensive linemen. And he did go into more detail about the smart aspect that's going to be needed to play in his offense. There's going to be some, there's going to be multiple different types of run schemes. What it's going to be a lot that's going to be asked of them. But, you know, Ben also kind of said that they're going to run what feels best, which makes a lot of sense, right? But tough, gritty, dirty, and smart. I feel like that can be like a song or sort of tough, gritty, dirty, smart. Okay, whatever. But those are the four adjectives he used, and you're kind of seeing that shift in the offensive line, the focus of the offensive line have those characteristics. And, you know, I feel like out of the guys right now, Jonah Jackson is going to bring the most gritty and dirty part. Smart, I'm going to probably give that to, I guess, Drew Dahlman and Joe Tooney would definitely play into that. The dirty and gritty, I can see Darnell Wright also fitting those. And then if it is Braxton Jones, smart, tough, I want to see a little bit more gritty, a little bit more dirty out of him. But love how that offensive line is looking and, you know, just how it's going to eventually mesh, and that will take some time. I think Joe Tooney, you know, he was asked not in his introductory press conference, I don't believe, but off again, we had a small conversation with him off to the side in a scrum. You know, that's what training camp's for, the offseason workout, all these things to kind of get where they need to be as a unit to get obviously into the best, I don't know, just shape going forward so that when they are ready to play games, they have some type of chemistry, and it's going to take games too to kind of get a good feel for what these guys are going to do together. But yeah, it's a way improved offensive line, and it's going to be, you know, hopefully play dividends for the team moving forward. Let's see. I'm seeing some comments in here. I want to make sure that I address some of these before I just keep on talking here and talk you guys to sleep, even though you guys are not sleeping. You're here. Let's go to my man Johnny here. Hey, Nick, I have a question. Do you see a scenario where the Bears would trade back up into the first round of the draft? You know what? With the two second round draft picks that they have, what, 39 and 41? I don't know if this is the draft for it, Johnny, to be completely honest. I don't want to rule it out. It's impossible to say, but I just feel like I don't know if there's gonna be a lot of moving up. I feel like moving back would be more of an option for the Bears, especially at 10. But to move back up into the first round, look, I don't want to rule it completely out, but I'm going to say no at this time. I don't think that's going to be the case for them. You could still get some good play, like that 39-41 range. I think that's sitting pretty sweet for the type of players that could potentially be there and whatever they're going to address at that spot. So I just, you know, right now, what is this, March 12th? I'm going to say no, but can we really rule it out? Probably not. Let's just kind of keep going through. Hey, this is too funny because I brought this up to a couple members of the media. Duh Bears says, has anyone seen Jonah Jackson and Darnell Wright in the same room? Who was this? This was, I think I went over to Alex Shapiro from CHSN. I'm like, does Jonah Jackson look like Darnell Wright? Just looking at him, and he's like, oh, he does. I'm like, there is definitely a resemblance, and they're going to be lined up right next to each other on the offensive line. So hopefully they become best friends, you know, play well together. They kind of look alike. And, you know, that'll definitely be something that I bring up at the locker room at some point. Hopefully their lockers are right next to each other. I could do a video breakdown and just kind of pan over to both guys, but yeah, I see it. I see what you're thinking there, Dal Bears. Let's see. Oh, hey, we got a super chat here from Alex. $5. Appreciate you. You're the man. Excited about Tooney and Jarrett. Veteran leadership in the trenches. Absolutely. Look, they're obviously you want to see these guys perform on the football field, but what they're going to bring to the locker room, I mean, that is such a huge addition for this 2025 Bears team to have two guys like that. Joe Tooney, he has a Super Bowls to back up what he's done in his career. He's been so consistent. He's been one of the best left guards in the NFL since he's been drafted. And then Grady Jarrett has been also one of the best interior defensive linemen in football. Doesn't miss games. Leads by example. Work ethic. And to have both those guys in the room for both respective positions, I think that's huge. It's a young offensive line. And there's some young guys on the defensive line, like I was mentioning earlier. So that is going to be such a huge addition. And it can't be understated how important that's going to be for this 2025 Bears team. Logan Trent. Do any of the tackles in this draft fit the same type Johnson mentioned? No, I'm sure there are. No doubt about it. And for different reasons too. You know what's going to be interesting, Logan, and for anybody else who's kind of thinking about this, like, you know, I went and compared the Bears offensive line as it stands today, and compared that to what Ben Johnson had in Detroit last year. Ben Johnson's line in Detroit was bigger and ultimately was heavier than what the Bears currently have. It's not like a large amount, but that's what it was. And I wonder how that maybe factors into what Ben Johnson likes to call, if you're moving more linemen out in space. And, you know, these guys can still move despite being heavier in Detroit. But I wonder, like, how that's going to change things. And, like, Frank Ragnow, the center for the Detroit Lions, is different from Drew Dolman, just how they play, what their strengths are. So I wonder how that's going to factor in. But to go back to your question, are there tackles in this draft? Yeah, I'm sure there are. Membu from Missouri, like if that's a guy that they identify with all the physical traits that he has, like, but obviously playing, you know, the right side. So what is it? Simmons from Ohio State. Like if he clears medically, that would probably be a guy that I think the Bears would identify as, you know, somebody that could fit. So I just think that there are definitely people, that would fit that. And, you know, I have still doing homework on some, even like the later guys that are not technically first rounders. So yeah, I would definitely think there are. And if Ben Johnson, Ryan Poles identify somebody at 10, like they don't even want to move off of that. And you think it's going to be a better longer term upgrade than just having Braxton Jones there, then bam, there you go. That'll be the move at 10. And you don't have to question, you know, and then the question is answered from Ben Johnson. So yeah, I definitely think there are tags in this draft that would fit what Ben Johnson wants to do schematically and in his offense. Let's see. Jose Calderon. Okay, this will be the last question before I kind of get going still with some of the things I heard from Jonah Jackson. And then we got a, you know, share a message from our guys at Windy City Sports Cards. Jose Calderon, with bigger linemen, do you think Caleb's height becomes an issue? I mean, we did see some batted passes last year. But height wise, that line was bigger in Detroit that Ben Johnson had. So this line is actually technically smaller than that. Jared Goff is a taller quarterback than Caleb is. But I think that's where the throwing of different arm angles comes into play. And you just got to know. You just got to know your person. I know your personnel, right? So, there are probably going to be plays where it does come, you know, factor in there. But that's one of the areas you want to see Caleb just actually get better in, not having as many passes bad at the line of scrimmage. But, yeah, I don't think that's out of all the things that you should be concerned about right now with this offense and Caleb, things like that. I'm not too concerned about that one right now, Jose. But I appreciate the question and appreciate you being in here. It's 11 o'clock, you guys. We're going live here. First episode unveiling the new intro of the Nicholas Moriano Show. And you guys are here. You guys are awesome. I appreciate all of you. So let's keep this show rolling, though. I'm not going to keep everyone too long because I eventually got to get to bed at some point. But before, you know, we keep going out with the show, see that logo right here, which my mic is in the worst possible spot, but Windy City Sports Cards. Look, at Windy City Sports Cards, they specialize in buying and selling all things related to Chicago sports. Whether you're a diehard fan of the Bears, Bulls, Cubs, White Sox, or Blackhawks, they've got you covered with extensive selection of sports memorabilia and collectibles. In addition to the Chicago-focused items, you guys, they also offer a vast collection of sports trading cards and memorabilia from your favorite teams and players. Visit their online store to find exactly what you're looking for to complete your collection or discover a new favorite. Check them out at 312windycitysports.com. I mean, they have a bunch of great merch. You can see the hat over right here. I have a Knick cap as well, but they have all anything you need to kind of upgrade maybe your man cave or get a gift for somebody. Check out Windy City Sports Cards and check them out at 312windycitysports.com. Okay, DeShaun White, really quick. You know, why have they not introduced a new center? Because they're going to do that tomorrow. They're going to so you didn't also hear Dayo Odengbo. It's another guy that will be introduced and get a chance to hear from him. Drew Dahlman tomorrow, Ben Johnson, Ryan Poles again. But yeah, so they didn't quite get that done yet. So, and you haven't even seen the tweet, right? If you're following them on social media, like it's official, like they put out Jonah Jackson, Joe Tooney, Grady Jarrett. And it's because he made those trades for them and then Grady Jarrett was cut and then signed. So that's why you're officially allowed to, you know, talk about them. And that's why the press conference was formatted in this way. And then tomorrow will be, you know, the last remaining guys. Really quickly, Jonah Jackson. Just kind of listening to him. And, you know, he talked about, you know, the last season for him, limited to 4 games, the injury. So it was a freak injury, too. It happened. I forgot it. What was it like training camp? It wasn't even during a game, obviously, but he described it. It was like comparable to a car crash, but it happened, you know, just on the practice field. And, you know, he had to deal with that and he did handle it well. You know, what Sean McVay has publicly said about it. So I think, you know, he was appreciative of his time there, but it sounded like too that, you know, he was happy as well to get back to the Midwest. He wants to play in cold weather games, wants to also play back to his normal position. That would be left guard, but he's going to be playing right guard in Chicago. But I just think that, you know, he's going to have a better fit here. And he wasn't told to, which, you know, I think was interesting in itself. Maybe it's interesting, maybe not. But he wasn't told that Joe Tooney was coming here and that, you know, he had to, you know, switch positions. I think he said he was in a weight room or he was weightlifting and then, you know, got told the news because one of his teammates, former teammates from Detroit, texted him. He's like, oh, you got Joe too? You got Tooney too? He's like, okay, this is legit. So, yeah, didn't know that that was happening. But when, you know, he recognizes who Joe Tooney is and just the type of player he's shown throughout the years, like, just put me anywhere on the line, I think he told, is what he said to the team. So, yeah, I mean, other than really that, as I'm kind of going through the longest transcript in the history of transcripts, let's see, Jonah Jackson, what's, take from his experience with the Lions, just trust and belief in what you're doing, stay in the, here we go. This is a funny answer because this is the most, football question that gives you nothing type of answer, but it's kind of funny to read. What did Jackson take from his experience with the Lions? Just trust and believe in what you're doing. Stay in the course, head down, going to work, taking it one day at a time. You can't look ahead. Start thinking, oh, we're playing this team, da da da. They got this guy. Take on whoever's there, win the game, win. That's all it really comes down to. You want all the football cliches? I think you just got every single one of them right there. But Jonah Jackson, I appreciated his time, you know, and, you know, just being there and, you know, he, yeah. But that was definitely not the the best answer from Jonah Jackson. So it's kind of funny there. He did ask, like, how did playing center help him become a better guard? Because so Ryan said, you know, he's playing out of position. Jonah, I'm going to read you his answer verbatim because it kind of sounded like he thinks he can play center, but that's not going to be the case. He said, I played my first ever start outside of high school was center. So I feel like I can still play it to this day. It just didn't pan out the way we wanted to in Los Angeles. In Detroit or whatever, it's not always just like you're only a guard just in case things happen. There's only eight guys dressed. You've got to be ready to play when wherever on the offensive line. So the position versatility is definitely big. So I don't know. If something were to happen to Drew Dahlman, you know, you do have Ryan Bates still on this team. And Jonah's, I think he's kind of putting it out there like, hey, I can play center. He still thinks he can play center. And watching it was the first game against Detroit 2024, watching Jonah Jackson started the game at center. He looked fine. And then later in that game, he had to play left guard because Steve Avila, their left guard. He got injured, so you move Jonah Jackson left guard, you get a new center in there. But yeah, he looked fine to me playing at the position. Not what's going to be happening here because you have Drew Dahlman. Other than that, you guys, those were, I think, the really big takeaways from today's press conference. It was a long day. A lot was said. But at the same time, you know, you're kind of piecing through some of these answers. You're like, okay, there's the football jargon one, or there's Joe Tooney not wanting to really go into the contract, and that's fine. But that's what happened at Hallis Hall. You know, it was a busy day, and it's going to be a busy day tomorrow. Make sure you tune in, hang out here, Nicholas Moriano Show, and we'll keep, going through everything that happens, and I'll try to, you know, decipher through these things so you get the most beneficial takeaway from what happened at Hallis Hall. Really quickly here, I'll answer a couple more questions before we officially just call it a day. Jim Cook, my guy Jim, I know we're excited about these signs, but I still think the Bears lack depth. They're still really thin on talent, in my opinion, beyond the first 25. You know what, Jim? I'm looking at edge rusher is still something that you can definitely improve. Because listen to this scenario. You have, or just what the roster is, a depth chart. At edge rusher, Montez Sweat, Dio Odengbo. The next guys that are coming off the bench in what would be a wave, if that's how Dennis Allen's going to like run this defense, Austin Booker, Dominique Robinson, Daniel Hardy. Like, to be completely honest, you guys, yes, maybe you can be bullish on Austin Booker and what he can do in year two. And, you know, a rookie didn't have too many opportunities, but you still want to have, I think, more proven talent on that line. That's why I think, like, at 10, if they like an edge rusher, you take them. Or if you can move back and take an edge rusher, you take them. So, yeah, no, there's depth that needs to be addressed on the edge rusher position. Wide receiver is, I think, another, you know, who's going to be that third guy if Tyler Scott isn't somebody that Ben Johnson necessarily likes. We want to give another opportunity to, yeah, no doubt about it. He lost Jack Sanborn. He went to, I think I said this on one of the shows, like, I wouldn't be surprised if he went to Dallas with Matt Eberflus. He's in Dallas with Matt Eberflus. So it makes a lot of sense. But, you know, interior linebacker is another one that I could see. But, yeah, no, I agree with you there. Santiago. Thoughts on Coward moving his operation to Chicago? Not a lot of thoughts there, but good for him. I think he's going to be in Rosemont, if I'm not mistaken, where the Big Ten is, what, the Big Ten, like, headquarters studio or whatever's over there. So not a lot of thoughts there, but yeah, good for Coward. If you're not a fan of Coward, I guess, and you're in Chicago, sorry. But yeah, guys, I just found out, Robert Lee, I just found out Grady is the only active Bear that has blocked for Devin Hester. Really? I just found out Grady is the only active Bear that has blocked for Devin Hester? Oh, shoot. Atlanta. Oh, wow. Okay. I completely forgot about that time and period. But I do remember when he broke the record. Yeah. So I do remember that. That's insane. Good fact by you, Robert Lee. That's awesome, man. That is awesome. But you know who else is awesome? All of you hanging out right here spontaneously as I was trying. And look, I was trying to get like my main camera working. Of course, it doesn't work when I need it to work. So I was like running around and doing other things, trying to get everything to work. And then my camera, my laptop, actually, this is my laptop camera. So it actually works pretty decent. But who cares about all that? You're here. Appreciate everyone for hanging out and for just tuning into, you know, this live episode. And this is what I kind of want to try to do as I'm doing these now, instead of the, you know, other videos I've been doing where they've just been premiering. Let's just go live, man. That's what I'm used to. And that's what I love doing. And then again, it allows me to hang out with all of you guys in the chat, which I think is such a huge part of what, you know, makes, you know, these live shows awesome and unique and different. So thanks everyone for hanging out. I can't believe it's been 35 minutes, but we're going to wrap it up for this show. I'm going to try to get on here way earlier tomorrow to wrap up the next press conferences and the main takeaways there. So make sure you tune in, check it out. Also, if you're not following Bear Goggles on Twitter, you should go do that. That's where I'm doing a lot of my writing now. And there's some other fantastic writers as well. So go check that out. Give them a follow on Twitter. Tell them I sent you. And you'll see some really good written content. And then I will also provide the digital content, whether it's the Moriano Minutes that you see or these live streams as well. So please, can't even speak right now. Please, on your way out, hit that like button. Subscribe if you haven't already. Let's get this thing 10K now, man. We're official. We got a logo. We got an intro. We got it all going now. So, and now, actually, I promise this too. I'm going to get this on the podcast version. I think it's a simple, easy thing to do. So get this for a lot of the people who are just audio listeners. I've definitely learned that throughout the years that, you know, there are a lot of people that just listen to the audio version. So I will definitely do that for people that, you know, want to listen to this on a car ride home, workout, whatever it may be. It'll get done. I promise you that. So that's going to do it for this episode. Hopefully when I end the stream, the video that played in the beginning is going to play at the end. That's what I'm going to do. But it's my first go around at this with all this stuff in here. So we're going to see if it works. But that's going to do it for this episode, you guys. Appreciate all of you. And I'll see you tomorrow. But until then, adios.
Bend over to your right.
What the f*** was that?
What's up, Bears fans?
People want to hear me talk. Talk.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.